So we're going to talk about these learnings that the monastic movement gave that are biblical learnings, and they sort of encourage us to care deeply about our souls. The first one to look at is a living and healthy soul devoted to God. So really, that is what Christian leaders want. They want a living and healthy soul devoted to God. We want to intentionally avoid or disassociate ourselves from the distraction or junk that harms our souls. We want to serve and make a great impact for the kingdom of God. That is what, as a Christian leader, as a minister, we want. And we are aware that we must be intentional about that. It's just recently Facebook announced that it was going to become Meta. And on the surface, it looks like, oh, you know, you'll be able to be close to everybody, put some glasses on. But what will likely happen is that it will be another distraction. All of a sudden we'll have access to anything and everything virtually. So if we are not intentional about our souls being devoted to God, our souls could easily go down the river of distraction. So we want healthy souls. So to get a healthy soul is to connect to the Creator of our souls, God Himself in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So a soul needs worship, devotion. To attend church on the Lord's Day, to worship. To have a time alone with God. To do that talking, listening, repeatedly pattern. Now, we have a beautiful time to be alive in some ways because we have places like YouTube that we can access worship songs and worship songs that speak to our heart. But, in fact, we have to take other junk, other distractions, and move it aside. Because if so many other things happen, even though we have access to amazing opportunities of, you know, YouTube and worship, even if you're in a very difficult place to even go to a church because of persecution, today through the internet, you can still care deeply about your soul and your family's soul. But in the end of the day, it is about coming away from the distractions and making choices. Now, I have to admit, if I look back at all my walk, there was some years I would do better and some years I would not do as good. But one thing I knew, and I want to remind myself of this, that my soul was meant to commune with God. Close devotion to Bible study. Hebrews 4:12-13. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before Him, the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. To worship God, to pray, but then to open God's Word. And to open it in such a way that your soul asks the question, Lord, go to my very essence. Be my all in all. May your word separate out of my life those things that displease you, those things that harm me. It's that passion, that desire to be with the Lord and in His word. learning and ministry training. You know, one of the things that I really appreciate about the monastic movement was those leaders sought to study and grow in the Word of God. And that fire and passion for ministry training is what I've seen here at Christian Leaders Institute and College and the Alliance is voluntary. There's, you know, it's a lifestyle of learning. And as you care about your soul, as Christian Leaders Institute and College and Alliance continues, more classes, it becomes, you know, we call that continuing education. But what it really is continuing soul care. Continuing to declutter those things in your life that harm you. So, just to wrap up this first section, it's, okay, close devotion to God includes talking to God, prayer, worship, includes opening the Word of God and making the culture of the Word of God real in your life with habits that support it. And it includes going deep in the culture of God, His Word, the church, studying all these things, getting a curious mind for how we can grow. Because in the end of the day, it's about your soul to finish the race well. So, the monastics, what they did is they cared enough to put in their life specific devotion to the point where they physically moved themselves out of their lives and families to do that. Well, what we're talking about is to intentionally put those practices in our life while we stay with our families and in this world, at the marketplace, and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.